Before Sports Illustrated, there was the Sporting News. It was the national authority on baseball. In fact, it was commonly called the Bible of baseball in the early 20th century. The Sporting News evolved into more than a baseball publication, but it couldn't keep up with Sports Illustrated or ESPN the magazine, and it lost ground to the internet, says editor Gary Howard.
Subscription base was dwindling, and I think a lot of that had to do with people want their information, they want it to update right now. By the time the magazine comes out, it's almost obsolete.
In recent years, it became apparent that it was more of a question of when, not if, the decision would be made to go all digital. About 5 years ago, it went from weekly to biweekly. Last year, the Sporting News went monthly, and the magazine stopped taking new subscribers and encouraged readers to make the transition to its digital offerings. The magazine will still print 6 special preview and fantasy sports editions a year.
But the magazine that people have come to know and love will no longer be published.
Instead, the Sporting News will live on through its website and an iPad app. The magazine is based in Charlotte. It moved here about 5 years ago after it was purchased by American City Business Journals, the company that owns the Charlotte Business Journal. The last print edition comes out Thursday with Notre Dame and Alabama football on the cover. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.